mainstream media are giving you all the stories that are coming out of the WikiLeaks emails? Well, we got a compendium of things we'll share with you in the next hour. Also, Larry Kudlow, it's 8 o'clock, time for news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The D.C. Council is set to vote today on the Right to Die bill. It's expected to pass, but two more council votes would be necessary before its final passage. If the bill becomes law, the district would become the sixth American jurisdiction where doctors could legally prescribe lethal drugs to end a terminally ill patient's life. Iraqi and Kurdish forces have paused their advance on Mosul one day after the start of a massive operation to take the city back from ISIS. The Iraqi prime minister is vowing to liberate Mosul from more than 2 years of ISIS control. Also new this morning, Russia and Syria have stopped their airstrikes in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo.
Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu says airstrikes were suspended as of 10 a.m. local time Tuesday to prepare for the opening of humanitarian corridors for rebels to leave Aleppo. Russia says its forces and the Syrian army will then observe what they call an eight-hour humanitarian pause on Thursday to allow civilians and militants safe passage out of the city. At that time, Syrian rebels, including al-Qaeda militants, as well as the wounded and the sick, will be allowed to leave the neighboring rebel-held province of Idlib. Russian officials are urging those nations that wield influence with the rebels in Aleppo to persuade them to leave. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump is seizing on newly released FBI documents to point to alleged corruption by Hillary Clinton and to demand the ouster of a top State Department official.
This is felony corruption by any standard.
Donald Trump seizing on newly released FBI documents appearing to show that a top State Department official sought to have the FBI back down on classifying an email from Clinton's private server. Trump calling on that official to resign.
The FBI documents that show Undersecretary of State Patrick Kennedy made the request for altering classification as part of a quid pro quo. In other words, a deal. Undersecretary Kennedy needs to resign.
The State Department says Patrick Kennedy will not resign. The FBI did not declassify the email in question, and both departments denied any quid pro quo arrangement. I'm Reed Binion.
Living a long time in Montgomery County could soon pay off for some homeowners.
A bill is being introduced in the Montgomery County Council today that would give those over 65 who have lived in the same house for at least 40 years a 20% property tax cut. Council President Nancy Florin leading that effort.
It's for people living in an affordable environment. We'd like to make sure that they can stay with us.
In order to be eligible, the home must have a maximum assessed value under $500,000. A public hearing will be held on the matter next month. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The D.C. Council is working through a number of proposals on regulating stun guns. It's an issue forced by a Supreme Court ruling last March indicating electronic weapons fall under the Second Amendment. The district currently has a categorical ban on such weapons, but officials realize that won't stand. Opening statements set to begin today in the defamation trial against Rolling Stone magazine over its now discredited story about a gang rape at the University of Virginia. UVA Administrator Nicole Iramo wants $7.8 million in damages from the magazine for the way it portrayed her in that 2014 story. She claims it portrayed her as the chief villain. And 5 days after being named the winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature, no one at the Swedish Academy has heard anything yet from Bob Dylan. The Academy says it has not been able to reach him. They've been in contact with a close associate of Dylan, but they say not the laureate himself. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,086, the Nasdaq at 5,200. Sports, the Indians now one win away from going to the World Series after beating the Blue Jays to take a 3-0 lead in the ALCS. Monday Night Football, the win goes to Arizona. Hockey, the Caps take on Colorado at home tonight. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
36 days after landing in one of the world's most dangerous places, U.S. Marine Corporal Jake Schick's life changed forever.
Yeah, I was severely wounded in Iraq, conducted combat operations in the Sunni Triangle in 2004.
His Humvee hit a landmine. Within 2 days, he was back in the United States for the first of nearly 50 surgeries.
Once I got back here, my role real battle started.
Jake lost a leg and sustained traumatic brain injury. He spent 18 months in hospitals with family right beside him.
You need your family. You need your support system. You know, you need people like Fisher House.
Fisher House. It's a home away from home for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at no cost to families.
Just very thankful to the Fisher House for what they did for my family that entire time and for the things they continue to do.
You can help by making Fisher House your charity of choice on your CFC pledge form.
Fisher House, they were always there, so that was cool.
The CFC, Fisher House, and you. Find out how you can make a difference at fisherhouse.org.
Need your rugs cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to joehadid.com. Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy morning on the Fairfax County Parkway. Police tell me everything now cleared. Southbound 286, Fairfax County Parkway, Pope's Head Road, but still big delays that we need to ease out as a result of the earlier crash. Northbound on 123 as you come up to the Fairfax County Parkway. We're still dealing with accident activity. Completely separate problem there. Now 66 inside the Beltway. Crash before you get to Route 7. That had been moved to the shoulder. Now, a lot of that volume filtering through Falls Church to get past Sycamore Street and up ahead have a crash reported. Now, they were looking at both east and westbound side of 66 in that Arlington area. In Arlington, Washington Boulevard at North Glebe Road, right in the intersection for the crash. And looks most affected here on Washington Boulevard if you're coming inbound. Very slow to get past that intersection. Everyone had been temporarily stopped. George Washington Parkway passing the overlook, slowing to the inbound Key Bridge. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, southbound in Jessup, slow each direction in Laurel, hitting the brakes. And Maryland's 50 inbound after 197, scene of the earlier crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record heats in the forecast. A few clouds, very mild this morning, almost surpassing the daytime high for this time of year. Sunny, 84 later today on a southwest breeze. The record's 85. Got a good shot at that. Tonight, clear 67. Some clouds around tomorrow. Otherwise, sunshine, record warm possible again, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Woodbridge, 55 in Rockville, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. D.C. would prefer a ban, but now it's working to at least regulate stun guns. Instead, find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, also known as UNESCO, held a series of unbelievable votes over the last several days. And most concerning with regard to those who support the State of Israel is their determination that the Temple Mount, let's just be clear here, it's called the Temple Mount. It is known archaeologically, religiously, historically as the mount, what's left of, the base of the old temple in Jerusalem that Solomon built. They determined that there is no real connection between the Jewish religion and the Temple Mount. They now proclaim that this should only be referred to as the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and recognize its link to the religion of Islam. Is this really what's happening here? And are we really seeing the UN determine that Jerusalem is no longer the holy city for the Jews as compared to Muslims? Let's ask Noah Pollack, Weekly Standard contributor. Am I overstating the case here, Noah?
No, not at all, although I would say that the UNESCO problem, it's one of those problems that's hopeless but unimportant. I mean, these guys, this is the typical problem you get with these UN bodies where they have a representative from every country. There's lots of Arab countries, there's lots of Muslim countries, and they have the numbers, essentially. And you have the scenario that's totally ludicrous where, you know, they'll say, the Arab countries will say, well, the moon is made out of camembert cheese, and the Europeans say, well, no, we think it's made out of rock. And they reach a compromise to agree that, you know, declare that the moon is made out of Munster cheese. And it's like, it's absurd.
But Noah, there is something sinister underlying all of this, isn't there? This is a larger narrative with regard to the United Nations and the quote-unquote international community.
Yeah, and this is something where if the Obama administration did not have such a kind of get along policy at the UN, they would have been able to head this off at the pass and made clear to these countries that supported this resolution that there'd be real consequences for doing that. But the whole Obama approach to the UN in, you know, throughout his presidency is, we're not going to be like, you know, the big bad Republicans and actually stand up to anybody there and put our weight around and actually exercise our power. We are going to go along with people. So you end up with this, and this, by the way, is not really, this is not just an attack on sort of Jewish religion, it's an attack on Christian religion, because where did Christianity come from, and where was, you know,
of course,
and you read the New Testament, where did a lot of that stuff happen? It happened in Jerusalem at the temple, and the temple,
right, absolutely,
temple is not a, it's not some sort of like allegation. I mean, it's a historic fact. I mean, it's in Roman history, it's in biblical history, it's the archaeology there. You can go to Jerusalem and see the Western Wall is the Western retaining wall of the temple, and this is part of a long tradition in Islam of attempting to supersede other religions and show the dominance of Islam and the subjugation of other religions through acts like this.
All right, so in last week's vote on this, six nations opposed the resolution. Does the United States have a vote on this particular panel, and how did they vote?
Yeah, the United States opposed it. What's in almost all the Western countries voted against this. What's really appalling is there was abstentions from some Western countries. France, Italy, and Japan
really
abstained. Yes, and this is, I mean, the French, right? Like a Christian country with a great Christian history that was involved in the Crusades, which were fighting to take Jerusalem, actually, 1,000 years ago. And this is part of... This is what happens. I mean, France has its own political interests, and so they wanted to not offend the Muslims, because that's always been a big part of French foreign policy. So they abstained.
Now, do I have it correct that Mexico voted in favor of it, but now has reconsidered its position, so there'll be a new vote? Is that correct?
Yeah, so the new vote literally just happened moments ago, and UNESCO... It had a blanket passage of all resolutions that had been approved. So this has now been approved. But again, it's a total insult. It's preposterous. It's not that meaningful in terms of actual substance here. It's just one more
instance of basically
the bad guys winning and the good guys losing.
In the larger sense, though, Noah, if you can, you know, setting aside the UNESCO vote for a moment, and again, let's just be clear here. They're saying the Temple Mount and the Western Wall is now reclassified basically as exclusive Muslim holy sites, not Jewish holy sites or Christian holy sites, as Noah properly points out. You're seeing also a trend in the region there when you see that things are getting very, very tense now with regard to Yemen, with regard to the attempt to take back Mosul, and the tensions with Iran. What is the latest out of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his concerns about U.S. not really enforcing the security of that region the way we have historically?
Look, I mean, the what you could, to put it in kind of international relations terms, you know, you have some middle tier powers, and for a long time since World War II, the United States was the great power in the Middle East and kind of enforced an order. I mean, it was a loose order, but it was some type of order. And part of what Obama has done is essentially withdrawn the United States from the Middle East. And so now you have these other powers competing. You know, nature abhors a vacuum, and they're competing for supremacy there. The ironic thing is that this has left the Israelis actually in a position of some power, because they are Israel is a very competent country. It's a Western liberal democracy with a powerful military. And Israel is, you know, pretty much able to take care of itself. It's the other guys who are really in bad shape, which is, you know, the Coptic Christians in Egypt and, you know, the various, you know, the Sunnis in Iraq as Iran is taking over that country. And obviously in Syria, things are terrible. And the refugee populations now in Jordan and Lebanon and countries like that. So Netanyahu, his position is that Israel simply has to remain very strong and very vigilant. And Israel has to reach out to the new, unfortunately, the new powers in the region, which is countries like Russia that are now coming in to replace America. And Israel has no choice. You know, I mean, foreign policy, you can't always be, pick who you work with. And so that's why you've seen this growth in cooperation between the Israelis and the Russians, because the Russians are coming in where the United States left.
Wow, it's really troubling. And again, really shocking that 26 nations could not come up with an opinion about this or couldn't take a position on this. If they had weighed in, this could have easily gone the
other way. Well, and there was a time that the United States would actually take a role and start pressuring and saying, this isn't until just discussing this as our closest ally. Let's do this. Yeah. And instead, we've been hands-off, you say, Noah Pollack.
So it's also just standing up for Western civilization. I mean, this isn't about really doing a favor for Israel. I mean, this is like...
It's the truth.
It's right. It's defending the truth, and it's defending, like, what's actually real as opposed to the fantasy world that these Muslim countries want to promote. I mean, if you think about it, why did they build the mosque on that site? There wasn't, like... It wasn't because there was a Burger King there or there had been a car wash there. It is because the Jewish temple had been there, and it was a site that was important to both Judaism and Christianity. And so, as you know, the great mosque in Istanbul, Turkey, had been a Byzantine Christian church.
That's
right.
This is
a pattern in Islam of you take the holy sites of another religion and you build a mosque on top of them to declare the supremacy of Islam.
Yep.
And that's why there's a mosque on that site, is because there was a Jew. So this is, I mean, in its own like ironic way, this UNESCO thing is actually also an insult to Islam, because it's like, well, why did they build a mosque there if there wasn't a temple there?
That's a great point, Noah.
They threw a dart at a dartboard, and that was the spot.
We gotta leave it there, Noah Pollack, Weekly Standard. But you make a great that final point there about the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul. You go in there, and it was the cathedral of the Eastern Catholic Church, and now every possible Christian icon has been stripped of it except one little portrait of Mary and Jesus, and the rest is all sayings and hieroglyphics of Islam. It's an outrage.
It's 8:16. Let's get to traffic and weather and check in with Jamie Whitten at the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And so much of it this morning, a lot of volume on 270. Now the commuters out of Frederick can use southbound 15 past 40, where we had the earlier crash. All lanes there open. So once on 270 through Hyattstown slow, and then looks like a continuous backup here, Clarksburg, onto the 270 spur. Top side before 95 and around to George Avenue. That's been a slow go. A little bit better news for you on 50, Maryland. If you heard me talk about the crash inbound 50 after 197, we're still bunched up a bit, but travel lanes have been reopened. Beltway each way through Largo, heavy, and Greenbelt lanes are open to the Wilson Bridge. You're back near Route 5. On the trip across the 14th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, 11th Street Bridge Freeway, both just heavy volume through that area. In Arlington, dealing with the crash, Washington Boulevard at Glebe Road in the intersection. 66 inside the Beltway. Earlier accident was eastbound before Route 7. That was cleared, and now we're struggling to try to push farther along on 66 to get in toward Arlington and the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a really nice day, 84 degrees, but listen, the record high is 85. We might bump up against it. We might surpass it. Who knows? Let's see how the day progresses. Tonight, 67. A few clouds tomorrow, a high of 85. Again, that would be very close to the record high for that date. And then tomorrow night, we see showers move in, and there could be showers on Thursday and Friday. Temperatures start to get cooler on Friday and through the weekend. Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees. It's 8:18 on WMAL.
This is Jamie Whitten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Well, you know, you are probably a little frustrated that there's all this WikiLeaks stuff out there, and you're not seeing it on the mainstream media. But we here on Mornings on the Mall, we feel your pain. We're going to share some stuff with you that you might have missed. First of all, one of the WikiLeaks stories that is getting a lot of attention is that apparently Julian Assange is now without an internet connection. You know, as you know, he's been staying in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he's been holed up forever, and he's been conducting his business out of that facility there for some time, because the Brits want to get a hold of him, the U.S. wants to get a hold of him, and there's all that stuff going on there. So apparently he lost his internet connection, and then WikiLeaks then tweeted out that the reason that the internet connection was no longer there was because the Ecuadorians had cut it. One wonders whether they got pressured to do so, but the Ecuadorians have cut off his internet connection. Interestingly, though, there was four tweets on the Twitter machine from WikiLeaks that had something that they call the Dead Man Code. And what it is it looks like it is a string of characters, each of them about 140 characters long, that apparently is what you need to unlock information that is stored elsewhere. And the idea was this was the emergency plan should Assange, you know, be compromised or arrested or something else. This code would then unlock it for people who knew where to look for it.
Ah.
So the idea was that they sent out the WikiLeaks code, secret dead man code, and so that the WikiLeaks activity could continue. And it has indeed continued, even though Julian Assange has not been reached and not real clear what his status is because they can't reach him. They don't know what's going on there. So that's part of the story. But there are also stories that are coming out in these WikiLeaks drops of information. And here's one. On April 30th, 2015 email that was between Politico, the website Politico's chief political correspondent Glenn Thrush, to John Podesta. And it was basically they gave him the cut and paste of everything that was in an article that had referred to Podesta. And he said, sent it to him with an email, and he said, listen, don't ever tell anybody that I did this, and tell me if I effed up anything. He goes on to say, but don't tell anybody I shared this with you. Why? Because it's unethical. It's what journalists are not supposed to do. You do not turn your stories in for approval by the people you're reporting on, but apparently Glenn Thrush with Politico did that in April 30th of 2015, and Podesta responded back. He says, off the record, all good here.
Uh-huh.
And so he, as if it was saying, I wouldn't dare share that secret.
So last week we learned that one of the star reporters at the New York Times got approval from the Clinton campaign on what quotes he was allowed to use in an article, a profile about Hillary Clinton.
Right.
And now this week we learned that the star political reporter at Politico, Glenn Thrush, sent, I'm going to read verbatim what he said. Because I have become a hack, I will send you the whole section that pertains to you.
At least he's honest.
Speaking to John Podesta. Please don't share or tell anyone I did this. Tell me if I effed up anything. He has pushed back on Twitter. He said, my goal in emailing Podesta to get him to confirm stuff I had from lesser sources. It worked. Nobody controls my stories but me. Mm. Little unnerving but fascinating to be in the middle of a ginned up, self-serving story. Blank storm pushed by fake in the bag partisan media. Oh, okay. So we're fake in the bag partisan media because we're questioning why you would send this whole section. You know what? I'm not even questioning that. What I'm questioning is if this is all ginned up, if this is standard operating procedure, mm-hmm. if this is regular behavior from a reporter, then why did he himself send it under the guise of, I've become a hack.
Yes.
I'll send you the whole section. Please don't tell anyone. Why should he be worried about telling anyone if this is standard operating procedure?
Yeah, he didn't want anybody to know because it's not standard procedure, and it makes him look like he's in the
almost like it's rigged.
Almost as if it's rigged. You're exactly right, 822.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? That is a great choice. You know, the rental market is red hot, but it gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home, but also renting has never been easier when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Trust me, the rent estate advisors over at Renters Warehouse, they make property management easy. Listen to what you're going to get for just $80 a month. They're going to price your property. They're going to quickly find you great tenants. They're going to collect the rent for you and also take all those pesky maintenance calls. What are you going to do while they're doing all that hard work for just $80 a month? Well, you're going to sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's a great idea. You're going to get steady cash flow, long-term equity, great tax benefits. That's what we call rent estate. Go from homeowner to investor today. Call Renters Warehouse. Get started with a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com or call 202-625-4370, 202-625-4370.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now covered by insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
It's 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway heading northbound near the Overlooks. Report of a crash. Southbound south of 123. Stop and go as we head down toward the exits for the Key Bridge and down Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. At this time in the morning, we're jammed to get across the bridge and heading on to Constitution Avenue and East Street as well. 395 off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Freeway slows each direction. We have a report of a crash as you're coming off the inbound 11th Street Bridge before the 3rd Street Tunnel. I don't have confirmation on that, but just keep alert. We have fire and rescue running there. On the Greenway, onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston, slowing in Arlington, the crash as you head onto Glebe Road and Washington Boulevard at the intersection. Where crews have been dealing with the incident. Lanes reopened on the Fairfax County Parkway southbound of Pope's Head Road and much improved in the southbound direction as far as the delays. Update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Come celebrate the 75th anniversary of Dickie's Barbecue with a special anniversary combo meal that includes pulled pork sandwich, a delicious coleslaw side, and limited edition anniversary cup for just $7.50. This combo deal is here the whole month of October. Visit Dickies.com for the Dickie's location nearest you. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warmer today than it was yesterday. Record warmth possible. It's mild for the first part of the day. Lots of sun through the afternoon. 84 right now, falls one shy of tying the record, but we might even get there on a southwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel and WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees, 827.
Do I call this conflict engagement?
That's your version of reenfranchisement.
Conflict engagement in the lines at Trump rallies.
Conflict engagement in the lines at Trump rallies. We're starting anarchy here. Those are the words of Scott Foval, National Field Director for an organization called Americans United for Change. Now, this is a feature of a brand new James O'Keefe video out of their Project Veritas. You know, the James O'Keefe is the guy who did the undercover investigation of Acorn. This very first video, which he calls Rigging the Election, Video 1, it's 16 minutes long, and much of it is spent showing you the tangled web of super PACs and AstroTurf organizations, all funded by either the Clinton campaign or the DNC or a combination of them. But the most important thing out of this first video comes out of this person, a DNC operative. He goes by the name Aaron Black, and he admits that those protests that turned violent, remember all of the violence at Trump rallies months ago?
Right.
Oh, the violence. Oh, these Trump rallies are so violent, and all these fights are going on, and it's all because of Donald Trump and his hateful rhetoric and all of that. These videos show in detail, with people on hidden camera admitting to the fact that all of those fights were instigated by DNC operatives who went into the rallies, got in people's faces, started pushing them around, and started the violence themselves. Hmm. Then the media picked up the story, said that Trump was inciting all of the violence, and, well, you know how the story went. Have you asked yourselves why all that violence suddenly stopped? I mean, why suddenly do we not have violence outside Trump rallies or at Trump rallies? I'll tell you why. Because the media narrative backfired, and it actually ended up helping Trump in the long run, and so the DNC called off the dogs.
That's right. I think you're right about that.
This is great work by James O'Keefe. He promises more videos to come, possibly even this week, and we will keep you up to date, even try to get James on the show.
It is now 8:29 on WMAL.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Coming up in just a few moments, we'll be joined by Larry Kudlow. It's straight ahead after the news, 8:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Dozens of cities in the eastern half of the country may hit record high temperatures today, including Washington. But meteorologist Chad Meyer says the summer-like warmth will be short-lived.
I see a couple days, and not much more than that, but we will have 40 record highs across the country today, all the way from about Detroit down to the Gulf Coast and as far as the Northeast.
Our complete Weather Channel forecast is just ahead. Russian and Syrian warplanes have reportedly stopped their airstrikes on Syria's besieged city of Aleppo in preparation for a temporary truce that Moscow has announced for later in the week. State Department spokesman John Kirby says U.S. officials are hopeful, but they'll wait for verification.
We're gratified to hear the reports that there might have been a reduction here in the violence. It's a little too soon to tell how genuine this is and how long it's going to last. We've seen these kinds of commitments and promises before, and just likely we've seen them broken. So we're watching this very carefully. Again, it's a welcome announcement. We have to see if they can actually put the muscle behind it.
The Russian defense minister says the halt in airstrikes should help pave way for militants to leave the eastern rebel-held parts of Aleppo. Donald Trump is denouncing what he's calling one of the great miscarriages of justice in the country's history. He's reacting to FBI records that show a senior State Department official tried without success to get the FBI to help reduce the classification of an email from Hillary Clinton's private server. Social Security recipients and federal retirees will learn today if their benefits will increase next year. The federal government will announce the cost of living adjustments for 2017. Baltimore-based Under Armour has reportedly landed a huge new contract. Starting in 2020, the company will supply all the uniforms for every team in Major League Baseball. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,086, the NASDAQ at 5,200. Sports Cleveland can complete the sweep of Toronto this afternoon in the ALCS and move on to the World Series after a Game 3 win last night. Monday Night Football, Arizona beats the Jets. NHL, the Caps host Colorado tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as morning in the mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Who'd have thought zombies would be so darn popular?
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Nah, just because zombies are trending doesn't mean you want one in your house. I'm talking about any heating system that's 10 years old or older. It's a money-hungry monster, and it's lurking just behind that closed door. Even if your furnace does survive another season, let me ask you this. Is it really energy efficient? Does opening your power bill make your blood run cold? Does it make scary noises when it clicks on? If day-to-day living is bone-chilling, let's zap your furnace back to factory specs. A wow tune-up from my stand-up guys will amaze you and make your furnace oh so happy. And it's just $79, which may leave you to ask yourself, who would snap up a furnace tune-up like that? Someone with brains.
703-450-6300. Online at Snell Heating and air.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire Therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Money doesn't come with instructions. That's why my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services. At Edelman Financial, we're committed to serving your best interests. We started operating that way 30 years ago, and today we still do it the same way. Jean and I invite you to take advantage of my straightforward, common sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve all your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments, just as we've helped 30,000 other people just like you. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, Silver Spring, bunching up in each direction. Outer loop, we're used to these delays that extend around toward George Avenue. But the inner loop, caused by a crash as you approach University Boulevard. So if you're on the inner loop, passing George Avenue and Colesville Road, you don't hit those delays up ahead for the crash. Please watch for police there. On 95, we've had the delays back near the ICC. Now within the backups, reports of some debris southbound on 95 near 212. Crews are on their way. Hopefully they're out there cleaning that up right now, sweeping some rock debris. If we're heading into town, 50 BW Parkway, heavy volume to DC 295, but I don't have anything reported along the way. On East Capitol Street, if you're coming inbound East Capitol Street near Minnesota Avenue, extra pressure due to the crash. Now, let's get you toward Rockville Town Center and Courthouse area, northbound 355, just north of 28 Veers Mill Road. Crews are dealing with the crash. They stopped the northbound traffic. Southbound gets by, and southbound George Washington Parkway, heavy delays past the overlooks, but the crash is northbound. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running sunshine and record heat across the area today. Tomorrow, the record high for today is 85 degrees. Pretty good chance we may get to 85, maybe warmer with sunshine. Clear tonight, very mild, 67. A few clouds with sunshine tomorrow, near record heat again, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Vienna, 57 in Rockville, 63 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. I said to my husband that, you know, the language is inappropriate. It's not acceptable. And I was surprised because that is not the man that I know.
That was Melania Trump speaking to Anderson Cooper in an interview. Joining us now on the line to talk about that and other stuff going on, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of The Larry Kudlow Show, and by the way, author of the new book, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Good morning to you, Larry.
Good morning. Thank you.
So was that a thing that helped Donald Trump, do you think, having Melania go out there and speak on his behalf?
Enormously. Enormously. I was impacted by it because I've been kind of having a loss of confidence in Donald Trump. And, you know, what she said and how she said it, and she's, you know, she's obviously a beautiful woman, but she's also somebody with a good head on her shoulders, and she can be tough. You could see it in that interview. Her eyes would glint, and she didn't like it one bit. Look, here's the key bullets as I saw it, okay? This is not the Donald she knows. I think she's talking about the tapes with Billy Bush, big jerk that he is. He shouldn't have said it. It was vulgar. It's worth an apology, which he has given. It's not the man he knows. He thinks, she also went on to say that she thinks these sexual allegations, you know, descending on Trump in the last week have been coordinated. She made a very interesting point. Instead of trashing the women, as some other wives I know did, she said, if you have a beef, bring it to a court of law and let's adjudicate that. I thought that was particularly a good point. I think that she also concluded, and this is really the key point, get back to the issues. She actually said that. And this is, of course, something I talked about on my radio show and I've been writing about. And you know what? I'm going to look at this thing and say, okay, I think she's right. This is not the Donald I know, by the way. You know, I spent time with him this past year in his office several times, on the airplane several times, working on some economic matters. It's not the Donald I know either. So, without erasing the issue, I mean, it still hovers. It's still a confidence loser. I think apology, let's go on the last 3 weeks. Issues, 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 issues. Don't take the bait. Stop talking about being a victim. God, I just hated that when he talked about being a victim of some worldwide Carlos Slim, New York Times, Washington Post, rigged election. That's utter nonsense. The issue is the economy and growth and taxes and regulations. The issue is jobs and wages. The issue is Obamacare. Uh-huh. The issue is national security and terrorism. The only chance he has, and he's, you know, big underdog right now in the polls, only chance he has is regarding Wednesday and after Wednesday, stick to the issues. And if he does that, he may narrow the race, probably doesn't win it, maybe he could win it, but she gave him good advice, and she gave everybody a piece of her mind. And I was really impressed. I just have to tell you, I think it was a rare moment where these things have a cameo impact that could be quite profound.
Well, Larry, I think she was great. And I had, we talked about it earlier this morning, and I said, you know, why did they wait so long?
Right.
I mean, whenever a
right.
candidate has an issue like this, you always have the adoring wife defending her husband. Hillary did it in 92. Why didn't they do this earlier?
Well, I don't think, hang on one second, Larry. You know what? This was not the adoring wife. That's what I was quite interested in. In other words, the adoring wife, we've seen this in political history, stands by her husband, holding his hand, with her eyes riveted on everything her husband says.
Yeah.
This was a different model. She went out and faced the cameras alone, and she had a powerful message.
Yeah,
now,
good
that
point.
Is different. And the other thing, I just want to say this, as a character measure of Melania, whom I've only met twice, by the way, just and I do not know her, okay? I just met her. I believe, and of course she's an attractive woman, I believe she has great strength as a businesswoman. And the fact that she went out alone to face the sharks alone, particularly some CNN sharks, really impressed me. So I just am modifying, Larry. I think
it's
more than the adoring wife.
But if I could just push back a little bit on the idea of the get to the issues meme, because I do hear this whole, oh, Donald, get to the issues. We've had plenty of candidates. Mitt Romney stuck to the issues. He didn't take the bait. He didn't engage in the arguments when they said he was sexist or he killed somebody because he didn't provide them cancer treatment when he was at Bain Capital and all those things. He just let it roll off his back and he stuck to the issues. He lost. Trump is a different kind of candidate. Maybe there's an advantage of taking it head on and calling the media and the Clintons out for what they're attempting to do.
Well, I appreciate the pushback. It wouldn't be 8:30 in the morning if we didn't have some pushback. So I just love that. But I will say this. I think Trump is more in tune with the issues than Mitt Romney was.
Okay.
You know, I think Trump
That's
at his best is better than Romney ever was. And I also think Trump, has a way of portraying things. But I think he has a better tax reform plan, particularly businesses. I think he's more emphasizing regulation, terrorism. One thing here, too, very important. One of Trump's problems with Mitt Romney, he was a fine man, I'm not attacking his character, Lord knows, but as really one of the progenitors of Obamacare in the state of Massachusetts, he was not able, nor did he, really take the Obamacare
right.
to Obama. And I think on this one, Trump has a tremendous advantage. Plus, Trump has a much better business tax reform, and And regarding terrorism, I don't think he's as coherent as he needs to be, and I hope they're briefing him on that. But I think it's a little different. Look, he's got an uphill battle. The way I look at it, Real Clear Politics average, she's plus seven right now in a four-way race. With 3 weeks to go, that's a pretty handsome lead.
All
she's
right.
looking good in the battlegrounds. I agree with that. But to me personally, because, you know, I really had loss of confidence in this whole story 2 weeks ago, I'm giving it another look, and I'm still helping out. That's all I can say.
All right. We're going to have to leave it right
there.
Thanks,
Larry.
Larry Kudlow, always appreciate it. It is now 8:44.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Fall means football watching parties, friends, family, other get-togethers, holidays around the corner. It's great to be in the fall, isn't it? So ask yourself, are you embarrassed when friends come over and see how dirty your carpets are? Maybe from the kids, maybe from the pets, maybe from wine spills. Wine spills, who are they referring to here? Or maybe just years of normal abuse, right? You're embarrassed, aren't you? Well, you don't have to be. Zero Res can help. Zero Res, they're going to turn your old carpets back into soft, gorgeous carpets, smelling clean. They'll also smile clean, too. Fresh, honestly, it's like getting brand new carpet. Zero Res is the allergy sufferer's best friend as well, removing more dirt, allergens, contaminants, and pet fur than any vacuum on earth. Call Zero Res right now. Get clean before the holidays. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Zero Res will expertly pre-treat, clean, and sanitize each room of carpet in your house for only $59 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now, 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It is 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, Rockville, need to get to the courthouse, maybe jury duty. Well, we're dealing with a crash, so we have delays on Beers Mill Road, 28th, and on 355. The accident, northbound 355, right as you come up to Rockville Town Center. That was along, looks like everyone had been stopped, but now it looks like they're allowing one lane to get by. So in that stretch, slowing, but southbound 355, where we normally have flow of commute, your travel lanes have been open. On 270, take you slowly out of Clarksburg, Gaithersburg, and on down to the Capitol Beltway, each loop. On the inner loop, improving, looks like there was a minor crash, inner loop near University Boulevard. The closer you get to University Boulevard, the better the pace. Now the outer loop is still jammed. And 95, Maryland, southbound near 212, had some rock debris. Crews, hopefully, they're cleaning it now. On the George Washington Parkway, struggling a bit each direction, passing the overlooks. The crash had been in the northbound direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Running sunshine and record heat across the area today. Tomorrow, the record high for today is 85 degrees. Pretty good chance we may get to 85, maybe warmer with sunshine. Clear tonight, very mild, 67. A few clouds with sunshine tomorrow, near record heat again, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 64 degrees at 8:46.
A couple of fun things to get you updated on here with regard to WMAL and Mornings on the Mall here. First, you know the big debate is tomorrow night. You, of course, can listen to it right here on WMAL. You're going to have your pre-debate coverage with the Drive at 5 and then, of course, the Mark Levin Show.
Yeah.
Then you got your debate, and then you'll have calls with Mary Walter afterwards.
Yeah.
But while you're watching the debate, we've made this really cool thing. Go to WMAL.com/bingo. You can print out one of five different bingo cards. And the bingo cards, you can play it at home, all right? And four of them have already been filled out for you, but you can also make your own. Print out a blank one, and you can make your own bingo cards if you've got friends over. And it's got where, you know, play it like bingo, right?
Right, right, right.
Five across, diagonal. And you got words like you got words like Mexico. You got words like stamina. Crooked. fact check. You also have, you got some things that aren't words, like you got this.
That'd be
does that a lot. Yeah. And you also have, you know, that's it. That should just be the center.
Yeah.
Because that's going to happen.
That's
so
gonna definitely
so happen. That'll be fun if you want to have some fun with the presidential debate. Get your bingo cards, WMAL.com/bingo. Also, we would love, and I mean Brian, myself, our producer Heather Hunter, our program director, all of us here, Bill Hess, all of us here at WML, would love for you to join us at the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner this Friday, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. We will be doing Mornings on the Mall live.
What?
In Virginia, McLean, Virginia, the Tyson's Corner Silver Diner. We'll have lots of guests. You will be there. We will have coffee. We will have breakfast. And we are going to do our diner tour that we do here in Virginia and Maryland on election eves. We've got three coming up. The first one is this Friday, Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner. Make sure you're there. We'll have a blast.
We'll take your pulse on politics while consuming pancakes and pork products.
You really had to get the alliteration in there,
I worked on that.
Just so you know, you're popping your peas.
Okay.
8:48.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in a store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
All right, listen, I don't know what this term aging gracefully means to you. I don't want to age gracefully. I don't want to be Luke Perry showing up on the AARP cover. No, I'm going to fight it every inch of the way. And one of the ways I've been doing it is with the great products from Chamonix. You've heard me talking about the great Genucel and all the wonders that it has. Well, listen to this, because Esotique XV is the cutting edge of anti-wrinkle science. It's filled with plant stem cell formula that combats chronological aging, wrinkles, and fine lines and UV damage. But it also, obviously, works for men and women, right? But what you're going to see is those fine lines, the crow's feet. It's going to look like, the difference is dramatic. Trust me, make sure you take a before and after picture. I'm talking like I assume you're going to use Esotique XV because, well, I don't know why you wouldn't. It's free! That's right. All you pay is a small shipping fee. And you can try Esotique XV for yourself for free for 30 days. And if you don't have a mind-blowing experience, you get your money back. You don't pay. Or actually, there's no money back. You don't pay. You don't pay anything. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now. You'll also get deep firming vitamin C serum as a free gift just for trying Esotique XV today. Do what I did. Call 800-525-2720 or go to www.xvbeauty.com. That's xvbeauty.com.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
I would argue the most important advance in medical history was the invention of penicillin. And the biggest health threat facing us today is antibiotic resistance. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Troubling news from the CDC that one of the most common STDs in the United States is now on the rise, gonorrhea. The good news? It's curable. The bad news? It's slowly becoming resistant to azithromycin. In 2014, just 0.6% of samples demonstrated resistance. In 2015, the number rose to 2.5%. Gonorrhea is already resistant to penicillin, tetracycline, and fluoroquinolones. So far, there have been no treatment failures in the United States. But in order to keep that track record, it's important to reduce the number of infections in the first place. So unless you're in a committed, monogamous relationship and you've been tested, it's got to be safe sex each and every time. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
From painting to lawn maintenance, we protect our homes, both the inside and the outside. Now is the perfect time to protect the most valuable thing in your home. Protect your loved ones by practicing a fire escape plan and installing Kidde fire and security products. Kidde is here to help with a full line of easy-to-install fire and carbon monoxide alarms and security cameras. And you can find them all at the Home Depot. Stop in today for everything you need to protect your home. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
When you're buying a new roof, a competitive price is crucial. But the real difference is quality. And New Look Home Design is a proven quality leader. That's why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Discover the benefits of having New Look install your new roof this fall. Right now, New Look's lenders are offering all qualified customers 0% financing on their new roof. So don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 2 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Burtonsville, Maryland. The crash is southbound on 29 after you pass 198. And in that stretch, crews were getting ready to set up northbound side. So a bit of activity on 29 in Burtonsville. On 270, Germantown still off and on the brakes heading on to the 270 spur. Getting better near the Rockville Town Center. The crash northbound 355 north of 28 Beers Mill. You can now get through there. Southbound all along you had been getting by. Fairfax County Parkway. Here's the overall look. Southbound at Pope's Head Road. Crash gone. Southbound delays gone. Northbound, we still have the morning heavy volume rush hour before you get to 123, pushing north toward Pope's Head Road. And Canal Road, trying to get into Georgetown, still quite slow as Canal Road merges on with Foxhall in that stretch. Report of a crash. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMA Weather Channel forecast.
Record heat possible. The forecast high 84 degrees. The record's 85, so make a pretty good run at it. Wouldn't be surprised if we get there. Mostly sunny and a southwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 64 degrees, 8:56.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions. And we need your help. Ask the candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Honey, honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. When it's time for you to sell, do what hundreds have already done. Vote your pocketbook and choose the number one hybrid agent in the DMV. Remember, we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Be proactive by getting the quadrivalent flu shot, available at Inova Urgent Care. The quad shot protects against the four main flu viruses. Reserve your spot at Inova.org/UCC. Inova, join the future of health.
Well, let's see. Tomorrow being Wednesday, we'll have KT McFarland. Also, it's the day of the big debate, so we'll preview all of that.
Yes, we will. Make sure you get your bingo card at WML.com/bingo. This afternoon on the Drive at 5, Newt Gingrich will help us drive you home. Here comes Chris Platt. Look, it's Chris Platt. Oh, my gosh, it's Chris Platt.
The Newtster, the Newtmobile. You guys have bingo cards made up for
the WML.com/bingo for the debates, yeah.
Oh, really?
Bingo.
Well, that sounds like fun. There you go. Can I find that on Al Gore's Amazing
Internet? I'm sorry, it's only for the Mornings on the Mall audience.
Oh, I'm okay. Well,
no,
I listen to your show. I listen to your show quite frequently. There's a great deal, it's a tsunami today, I'm telling you, from the FBI and the